Lead us in prayer.
平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主有机会和弟兄姊妹继续交通主的话。
Thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to share the Word of God with you.
我们再翻到刚才所念的圣经加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to the scripture that we just read, Galatians chapter 5.
我们再把五章二十四节念一遍。
Let's read verse 24 again.
加拉太书五章二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
来，请大家注意一下，旁边若是有福音朋友不知道翻圣经的，帮他们翻一下。加拉太书五章二十四节，我们翻到的时候一起来念。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
我们一起中文先念。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
再来一遍。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Again.Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
那今天要交通的是肉体的同钉十字架。
This morning we're going to share crucifying the sinful nature with Christ.
其实这个礼拜我心里还是觉得我其实没有资格来交通这个话。
Actually, this week I was thinking I'm not qualified to share these words.
但是我想是在我们这一个人，像保罗说的，我们这个人实在是一个在一个取死的这个身体的光景的里面。
And just like Paul said, our body is in death.
所以我盼望我不是要教大家，我们是一起来看，一起来思想主的话。
So I'm not teaching you.We're looking at these. Let's learn these words together.
这些话都是我们都需要的。
These words are what we need.
我们一起还是有点祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你若追查追究，谁能站立得住呢？
If who can stand against your seeking?
但在你有赦罪之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
In you there is a saving grace.
我们感谢你，你爱我们，你就爱我们到底，你救我们，你也救我们到底。
And we thank you because you love us to the end, and you also save us to the end.
你不但救我们脱离了埃及的败坏，主，你也是要带我们进入迦南的丰富。
Not only you take us away from the evils in Egypt, but you brought us into Canaan.
我们相信你要救我们每一个人脱离旧人，脱离肉体，要带我们在圣灵里面得享自由。
And you would help us to be away from our old self and be free.
我们求主挪去我们心中一切的遮蔽，一切的拦阻。
We take up all the obstructions in our heart.
主，你说你的话像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显露出来。
And you show us your word like an infant.
但愿我们清晨的时候，我们都坐在你的脚前，我们都像一个婴孩一样，能够安息在母亲的怀里。
May we all be like infants in.Be in your bosom.
主，把你生命的道借着圣灵点活在我们的心里面。
And may the Holy Spirit teach us your word.
我们需要从你而来的光，主，叫我们能够认识我们自己，也叫我们能够认识你的救恩。
And may your light show us ourselves and your salvation.
我们清晨我们都安静在你面前，求你来说话，但愿你可以得着自由。
We're quiet, waiting for you, and may you give us the freedom in our spirit.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
不晓得大家还记不记得上个月我们的交通？
I don't know if you remember our sharing of in last week.
我们上个月。
Last month.
上个月我们交通到罗马书第六章。
Last month we shared Romans chapter 6.
说到我们与主同钉，我们旧人已经与主同钉十字架。
That our old self is crucified with Christ.
那若是大家记得第三个主日，冯牧师跟我们看的是复活与主同活。
And if you remember last month, Brother Fang shared with us to resurrect with Christ.
那其实在我想在基督徒生命中最基本的一个认识就是基督是我们的生命。
And the most fundamental knowledge we have in as a Christian is that Christ is our life.
那这个生命有两面，一面是与主同死，一面是与主同活。
And there is two sides to it. One side is we die with Christ, and then we also live with, resurrect with Christ.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第三节说：“我们若在死的形状上与基督联合。”也就在复活的形状上与基督联合。
So Paul tells us that if we're united with him in his death, then we will be united with him in his resurrection.
那在圣经保罗书信里面，对于基督的同死与基督同死同复活，有特别有两段圣经，一段是罗马书第六章到第八章，一段是哥林多前书第十五章。
There are two passages that talks about united with Christ and his death and his resurrection. One is Romans chapter 6 verse 5 through 8 and also 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那若是我们好好的把这两段慢慢的去读，慢慢的去思想，我相信神就会把这个真理向我们开启。
And if we meditate on these two passages, the Lord will slowly reveal to us his words.
那大家记得在我们上一次交通的内容是说到旧人的同钉。
And last time we talked about our old self being crucified with Christ.
那什么叫做旧人的同钉呢？我想在思想这回顾这个之前，我们先回顾一个问题，就是到底什么是罪。
First, before we talk about that, we have to go back and revisit what is sin.
那Augustine这个圣奥古斯丁，他是有名的一个大罪人，变成了一个大圣徒。他有这样一句话。
Augustine was a great sinner, but he became a great saint. And he said this.
他说， The beginning of knowledge is to know oneself as a sinner. 就是知识的开端是一个人认识自己是一个罪人。
The knowledge.
我再讲一遍。The beginning of knowledge is to know oneself as a sinner. 知识的开端是认识自己是一个罪人。
The beginning of knowledge is to know oneself as a sinner.
所以奥古斯丁他很喜欢诗篇三十二篇，也是罗马书最保罗所引用的话。他说：“主不算。”唯有罪的这人是有福的。
And so Augustine likes Psalm 32.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
If God does not count us as sinners, this we're blessed.
所以他就叫人把这一首诗篇刻在他的床头，他在他临终之前，他说我可以常常的可以思想这一段的圣经。
So he took this passage in and etched it on his bed and he said when he was at his deathbed, he said that he can think meditate on this verse all the time.
所以我想每一个重生得救的基督徒都清楚相信我们是一个罪人，但是感谢神，我罪虽多，主血涂抹。当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们的罪死在十字架上，他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And all Christians should know that even though we have a lot of we are sinners, that the Lord's blood has cleansed us.
但是我想我们进一步认识，借着罗马书认识到，罪它不但是一个行为，罪也是一个性情。
Not only is sin an action, it is also a nature.
当你看见一个人，一个小偷，他偷东西的时候，因为他偷拿了不是他的东西，所以你说这是罪，违背了律法。
So when you see a burglar taking stealing, you said that this is a sin. It's against the law.
但是在他犯这个罪的行为之前，在他里面必须有一个因素在里面。
But there is a reason behind that before he committed the sin.
所以原来我们认为一个人是罪人，因为他犯了罪。
So we said if a person is a sinner because he committed a sin.
但是在神话语的光里面，我们要进一步认识，一个人是因为他是罪人，所以他才犯罪。
But in the light, in God's light, we need to know that a person is a sinner because he is
a sinner, so he can sin.
He's a sinner, so he can sin.
那从小我们国际歌就告诉我们说，从来没有救世主。
From our childhood, we
learned the song that there is no savior. 但是我很感谢神，来到美国以后，我原来所认识的，我开始到了这一个 beginning of knowledge， 开始了一个新的认识，就是告诉我人需要救主。
And I thank the Lord after I come to the United States, I have this beginning of this knowledge that there is a savior.
人不能够救自己。
And man cannot save himself.
人以为自己，我想又用一句中国的话，我们很熟悉的一句话说，路是人走出来的。
And there's a saying in Chinese that we make a path.
但是我发现，人走出来的路最后是一条死路。
But I realize that the path that man walk is leads to death.
死路不通。
And it doesn't lead to anywhere.
我们人需要救主，如果不是借着耶稣基督，人的生命的问题没有办法真正的解决。
And we need the Lord, and the problems in our lives cannot be solved without God.
没有耶稣基督，人不能解决人罪的问题。
Without Christ, we cannot solve the issue of sin.
那从小人看我是一个好孩子，是一个在家里是个好孩子，在学校是个好学生。
People see me as a good child when I was young, and also a good student.
但是我自己知道，我有一次手被打的这个骨头都凸出来。
Because I know one time I was hit. My hand was hit that the bones came out.
是崩溃吗？肿起来。
It's swollen.
如果我好的话，怎么会挨打呢？
So if I was good, why did I get chastised?
那当时我只是恨说我做的坏事被抓到了。
At the time, I thought I hated it because I got caught.
但是有一天来到神的光面前的时候，我知道我是一个罪人。
But then in the light of God, I know I am a sinner.
但是感谢神，神不但赦免我所犯的罪，借着耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
But thank God that through the work that Christ had done on the cross that I was saved.
而且信主以后，慢慢我发现，罪不但有刑罚的问题。
Not only there is a punishment.
那这个我们懂得，宝血让我们不受咒诅。
The blood of Christ help us so that we are not cursed.
但是罪还有一个诠释的问题，就是当我们信主以后，你发现是我所过去所犯的罪，主借着宝血，我们来到主面前有一个清洁的良心，主赦免了。但是我们发现，常常我们仍然在罪的捆绑，在罪的诠释的里面，罪好像是一个王。 我们好像仍然在这个国度里面。
But there is a issue with the power of sin that even after we're saved, we're still under this power.
这就是罗马书第六、第七、第八章给我们看见的。一面是看见这是我们的光景，但是另一面看见同样十字架的救恩也救我们脱离这一个。
It, that's what Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8 tells us. And even when we're under this, it tells us that we're under the power of sin.
那我们这是上一次所交通的内容，我想我们能不能记住这两，不是两节，两个半节圣经，若是这两句话能藏在我们心里，我想这个神的救恩就能够成就在我们的身上。第一句是罗马书六章六节。
The first is Romans chapter 6 verse 6. If we can remember these verses, it will help us.
你不用翻圣经，听我念，然后我们一起来念这句话。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him.
能不能我们一起来记这一句话？因为知道我们旧人与他同钉十字架。再来一遍。因为知道我们旧人与他同钉十字架。
Let's remember this together. For we know that our old self was crucified with him.
要知道，我们知不知道？第二句是罗马书六章十一节。
The second verse is Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
上半节就好，向罪算自己是死的。
Count yourself dead to sin.
我们一起来好不好？向罪算自己是死的。再来一遍，向罪算自己是死的。
Count yourself dead to sin.
所以这就是上次交通的这两节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，然后我们向罪算自己是死的。
This is what we shared last time, that we know that our old self was crucified with Christ, and that we count ourselves dead to sin.
我希望大家不要嫌我啰嗦哈。我其实今天的预备，我觉得就是，如果这讲太多，反而让我们冲淡了神的话。这些神的话其实很简单的，但是很多时候呢，我们念了一遍，好像觉得没有念过一样。但是这是很宝贵的话语。
Even though the word of God is very simple, sometimes we read it and is as though we have not read it, but these are very precious words.
那这上一次我们交通的用一个词就是旧人的同钉。
And last time was the old self crucified.
The old man.
Old man.
那这个旧人我们交通过，这是单数的旧人，就是指着亚当。所有你我他，所有我们在这里每一个人的旧人是同一个旧人，就是亚当，我们的老祖宗。
And this old man is singular. It refers to Adam. So all our old man is the same. It's Adam.
那这是我们地位的问题。那今天我们要交通的是肉体的同定。
And that was the issue of our position. And today we talk about the flesh crucified.
那这一节就是刚才加拉太书五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And that's what the verse talks about in Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
那我想我交通三点，第一点就是肉体的意义，第二点是肉体的表现，第三点是肉体的脱离。
So I'm going to share three points. The first one is the meaning of flesh, the second is meaning the manifestation of flesh, and then the third is deliverance of the flesh.
那这是基督徒常用的名词肉体，什么叫做肉体？我们问一下这个问题。
It's a term that Christians use a lot. What does flesh mean?
那简单的讲，肉体就是肉。
And it's the flesh.
在中文的翻译里面，原文同一个字，中文有许许多多不同的翻译，这个不用翻，我就给大家稍微提一下哈，这样你读到圣经的时候会有个印象。这个肉体中文有翻成 血肉啊，血肉当然有的地方是有血有肉，有的地方就是指着肉，有肉身，有身体，有血气，有情欲，有外貌，这些都是不同中文的翻译。
In Chinese, there is a lot of different translations for this flesh, or the body, or the carnal.
那但是如果我们稍微整理一下，大概有几种不同的用法，我想跟大家提一下，然后我们说到重点。
And if we can organize it a little bit, we can see how it's used.
一个肉体是说到我们这个物质的身体。
The first is talk about our physical body.
所以加拉太二章二十节，保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, it says, "It is I who is crucified with Christ, it is no longer I live, but Christ who lives in me."
然后他说，我如今在肉身活着。
It says I live in flesh.
所以今天我们活着都是在这个肉身，在这个物质的身体里活着。
So today we're living in this body.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们应当要怎样活着。
But Paul tells us how we need to live.
应当是 not I, but Christ.不再是我，乃是基督。
It is not I, but Christ who lives.
所以这里的 flesh, 这里的肉身是指着物质的身体。
So this, in here it talks about the physical body.
那另一部分看说到这个肉是指着肉身中的一部分。
The next meaning of flesh is it's part of flesh.
像有的地方说到血肉啊，血肉之体不能承受神的果。
It says that the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那血也是指到我们物质的身体，肉也是指到我们物质的身体。
Blood and flesh refers to our body.
然后也有的地方是说到联合，比如说以弗所书五章三十一节，人要离开父母，与妻子联合。二人要成为一体。
For example, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 says, "For the reason a man will leave his father and mother to be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh."
那这里说到一体，这个英文这原文就是一个 one flesh， 一个肉体。那这一个 flesh， 这个肉体是指着啊，我们成为一个，成为合一的，成为这个 united。联合的表现。
And in English it says one flesh, which means it's united, it becomes one.
但是圣经中大部分的这个肉体，当说到肉体的时候，都是说到和圣灵相对的。
And in the Bible, when the Bible talks about flesh, it's in opposing to the spirit.
所以主耶稣跟尼哥底母谈到的时候，就说从肉身生的就是肉身。从灵生的就是灵。
So Jesus said to Nicodemus, "What is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and what is born of the spirit is of the spirit."
那记得冯牧师上次跟我们讲到，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
And last time, Brother Feng has shared with us that it is the spirit that causes to live, and flesh is useless.
那保罗在罗马书第八章说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的是生命平安。
And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8 verse 6 that the mind of the sinful man is death.
所以我们发现许许多多的地方，圣经说到肉体的时候，它所特指的可以说是与圣灵相对的。
So it tells us that everywhere that talks about flesh, it's opposing to the spirit.
我想我们好不好翻一下约翰福音第三章。
And maybe we can turn and look at Gospel of John chapter
3. 因为我想有一些慕道朋友，我们还是来看约翰福音第三章第一节到第三节。
Let's read John chapter 3 verse 1 to 3.
或者念到第六节好了。
We'll read till verse 6, 1 to 6.
我们一起来念，虽然很多基督徒很熟悉，但是我想有许多慕道朋友还不一定知道这一段。约翰福音第三章第一到第六节。
Let's read it together. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
想我们一起来念中文。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。好，所以这是尼哥底母，他是 犹太人中间的一个、可以说又是官、又是一个、老师。然后他来到耶稣面前，他就对耶稣说，你是从神那里来，因为 你行神迹，你又是从神那里来的师父，因为你的教训很特别。
Nicodemus is a、not only a, an official, he's also a teacher.、and but he came to Jesus and said that you are a teacher because your teaching is very special.
所以许多时候，我们人来到教会，人来找耶稣的时候，存的是同样的心意。我们要一个，我们就是找神迹，我们找。有许多事情我们不能够解决，也许这一位神可以帮助我们解决。
It's the same way we come to church to look for Jesus because we're looking for、miracles or there's a problem that we cannot solve.
那第二个我们要找的就是一些有智慧的话，一些、特别的道理，让我们能够明白怎么样做人。
We're also seeking for some、special teaching to help us to how to live.
所以尼哥底母说，我们的需要，以色列人的需要，我自己的需要是需要神迹，我的需要是需要教导。
So Nicodemus said he is looking for miracles. He needs miracles and he needs teaching.
但是耶稣知道人真正的需要。
But Jesus knows the real needs of man.
他知道人心里的需要。
He knows the need in our hearts.
他知道人生命里的需要。
He knows the the need of a man in his life.
人到底需要什么？
What does man need?
到底人需要什么？
What does man need?
耶稣说你需要重生。
Jesus said you need to be reborn.
那什么叫做重生呢？这里也可以说就是从圣灵生，这是第六节告诉我们的。
So what does it mean to be born again? That is to be born of the Spirit.That's what verse 6 tells us.
那我想我给大家讲一个故事，这是昨天想起来几年前听到的。
I would like to tell you a story that I remembered yesterday.
那许多我们中间弟兄姊妹读过《上山之钥》这一本书，这个作者是一位现在一位老弟兄，李木胜老弟兄。
You remember this book called Key to Ascension. Key to Ascension.
这位弟兄他叫李木胜。
And this Brother Lee.
那他 在他身上实在有许多神迹奇事发生，但是我想起他受这个刚刚重生信主的 经历、让我心里面觉得很受激励。
And this brother has a lot of miracles in his life, but when he came to be saved, that's something that really moved me.
他去神学院读书的时候，他还没有重生。
When he went to the seminary, he was not born again. He was not saved.
是他爸爸要他去。
His father wants him to go.
那起初他不去，后来神就伸手管教他，后来他不得不去。
First he didn't want to go, but the Lord give him the opportunity to. He has to go.
但是他在神学院里面成了一个很麻烦的学生。
He becomes a trouble student in the seminary.
老师上课就叫每一个同学来做见证，他是怎么重生得救的。
And in the professor in the class asked everybody to give a witness how they were saved.
那他自己心里很清楚，他没有重生的经历。
And he knew in his heart that he doesn't have this experience.
所以当这位老师叫到他名字的时候
，So when the teacher called on his name,
他说我忘记了。
He said, I forgot.
那后来他就很恨这个老师，他觉得这个老师要出他洋相。其实每一个同学都要站起来做见证。
So he hated this teacher, thinking that this teacher was causing him problems.
他那时候他很爱睡懒觉，所以同学们都去早起晨更去了，他在睡觉。然后吃饭的时候，他才起床去吃饭。
And he loves to sleep, so when in the morning when they do morning devotions, all the students went, but he slept.
那大家在谢饭祷告的时候，他的眼睛就睁开，睁开做什么呢
？And when everybody was saying grace, everybody bowed their head, but he opened his eyes and looked around.
他在找那块最大的肉在哪里
？He was looking for the biggest piece of meat.
所以等大家祷告阿们一讲完，睁开眼睛的时候，他就先去把那块大的肉夹到他自己的盘里。
So when everybody says Amen, they opened their eyes. He went and got the biggest piece of meat.
隔了一阵，同学们发现他喜欢吃肉，所以后来同学们就主动把那块肉夹到他的盘子里去。
So the students know that he likes to eat meat. So soon they gave him the biggest piece of meat.
那很麻烦，所以后来教务主任就找他。
And finally the teacher looked for him.
那教务主任就说某某同学你实在很能干，我们想要把重的担子交给你。
And he said, you are very capable, so we're going to put the heavy burden on you.
那叫你做什么呢？叫你做司令官。
So we're going to ask you to be the leader.
那问他答不答应，那他就很高兴了，他这个年轻人虚荣心也很强，所以他说当然好啊，给这个教务主任讲两句好话，他心里就很高兴。他说好，我做。
So he was very happy and he was prideful, so he wants to do it. So he said, "Yes, I will be."
答应了以后，这个教务主任就从抽屉里拿出一个铃，叮当叮当的铃，就说你就以后每天早上你就做第一个起来的人去摇铃。
So he, and from his drawer, he took out a bell and said, "Now from now on, every morning, you'll be the first one to ring the bell."
这个叫司令官。
That's called a leader.
那他起初很高兴哈，因为发号司令，可是后来他也没有兴趣了，他就自己投机取巧，把铃挂在外面，他的脚拴一根绳子在那个铃上，所以他早上醒过来的时候，他就脚拉一拉，然后他就继续睡觉。
So at first he was very happy, but after a while he lost interest and he just took the bell and hang it outside and tie a string to his toe so he could pull on it in the morning and then he goes back to sleep.
你说这样的人怎么办？
So what are you going to do with a person like that?
从肉身生的就是肉身。
The born of flesh is of the flesh.
那有一天他完全睡过头了，那早晨起来以后，那时候吃饭大概已经结束了，他就从楼上跑下来，他心想他要跟这个教务主任怎么说，他想就说昨天晚上圣经读得太晚了，所以早上起不来。
So one morning he overslept and as he got up he was trying to think of an excuse and he thought, well, I'll tell them that I studied the Bible last night too late.
当他下楼的时候，有一个同学就跑来，那个同学就责备他说你怎么回事，连铃都不打。
And then as he was going down, a student came and asked him why did he not ring the bell.
他心里就很不高兴，他说你很属灵啊，你有什么资格来责备我。
And he was very mad. He said, you're so spiritual. Who gives you the right to accuse me?
他就把那个铃丢在地上。
He just threw the bell down.
同学看他不听，同学就走开了。
And this student just left.
他下去一看，那个铃很薄啊，已经摔碎了，他心里就很懊悔。他不是为他所做的懊悔，他是觉得懊恼，说怎么今天就碰到这个同学来说他。那本来他这个谎话已经想好了，现在刚刚那个谎话没办法用了，
所以他心里就很懊恼，他就回到他的寝室里面。
And he looked at the bell was broken, but he was very upset. He was not upset at the, he was upset at, he couldn't use his excuse that he had already thought.
他就躺在那里，他就心里面在埋怨这个同学。
And he was laying there, and he was.
可是后来，那个同学刚刚责备他那个同学又跑来了。
But this brother, this student came to him.
那同学就跟他道歉说：“某某弟兄，他说我刚才责备了你，我的语气重了，对不起，请你原谅。”
And he came and apologized and said, "Just now I accused you, and it was too my words were too harsh. Please forgive me."
那这个李弟兄他躺在那里。他不理他。
His brother Lee did not pay him any attention. He was just laying there.
结果那个弟兄就跪下来。
And so this other brother just knelt down before him.
他跪在那里祷告，一面他求向主求赦免，一面他也求主安慰这位他觉得是他的弟兄。
And he got on his knees and prayed and for this brother.Ask God for His forgiveness.
隔了一会儿，这个李弟兄还是不理他，那个弟兄就走开了。
And after a while, this brother Lee still did not pay him any attention, and so the student left.
这个时候，在这个李弟兄心里面，他觉得他从来没有碰到这样的人过。
And brother Lee, in his heart, he felt that he had never met anyone like this.
他的心就从原来责备那个弟兄。他的心就慢慢开始软下来。
And his heart became soft. He was not mad at this brother anymore.
后来他说他在那里，那一天他就在那里，他头脑里面后来渐渐的他就出现一幕一幕他自己所做的事。
And then later, all the things that he had done go through his mind one scene at a time.
他又看见地狱的可怕。
And he saw how scary it is in hell.
这时候在他里面，因为他从小就在教会里面长大，所以他心里有圣经，他里面有话跟他说：神儿子的血洗净，神是信实的，是公义的，必要若有人认自己的罪，神必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And since he was brought up a church, in him there's the word of God, and he remembered that that God is righteous and faithful, and if anyone confesses sin, God will forgive them of their sins.
哎呀，他就在那里向神认罪。隔了一会儿，又一节圣经在他心里面，就是刚才约翰福音第三节下面的圣经，约翰福音三章十六节：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then another verse came to his mind that it's John chapter 3 verse 16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
这个时候他就明白了耶稣在十字架上所做的是担当他的罪，叫他不至灭亡。信他的可以得着永生。
So that's when he really understood that God, the work that Jesus did on the cross will give him, will forgive his sin and give him everlasting life.
从那一天起，他就重生，他就成了一个真正的基督徒。
From that time, he was reborn to become a true Christian.
所以后来他逢人碰到，他就认罪，认以前的罪。
So then from that time on, everybody he met, he asked them for their forgiveness.
他也跟这一个叫他起来做重生见证的老师认罪。后来那个老师有时候会跟他开玩笑说：“你重生了没有啊？”他说：“我重生了。”老师说：“你会不会忘记啊？”他说：“我不会忘记。”
And he also went to his teacher and asked him for his forgiveness. The teacher sometimes joked with him and asked him if you have been reborn.And he said, "Yes, I have." And he asked, "Are you gonna forget that you are born again?" He said, "No, I will not."
这个老师说，你知道吗？同学们为着你专门，他们有一个祷告会，许多同学常常为你进食祷告。
this teacher told Brother Lee, he said, did you know the fellow students had a special prayer meeting just for you and they pray for your salvation?
所以我想在弟兄身上我们看见一个人，耶稣说从灵生的就是灵，重生是圣灵的工作。
And the Bible teaches tells us that when we're of the flesh, we're born of the flesh, and but from the spirit gives birth to spirit.
所以什么叫做肉体？什么叫做肉体？肉体就是没有圣灵，就是一个天然的人。父母生下来人是怎么样子？若是没有圣灵，这一种的光景就叫做肉体。
So what is flesh? Flesh is without spirit, and it's natural man. And when we're born from flesh, that's called flesh.
所以最好的解释在创世纪第六章第三节。
So the best explanation is in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
我给大家念，耶和华说，人既属乎血气，这个血气就是肉体，人既属乎肉体，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
The Lord said, my spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal.
所以什么叫做属肉体？就是神的灵不住在他里面。
So what does it mean to be of the flesh? Is that the spirit of God is not in that person.
那这是说到一个还没有信主的，没有重生的人，我们在我们信主之前，我们的光景就是肉体的光景。
So our condition is of the flesh before we receive the Lord.
再请大家翻一节圣经，这个请大家要翻哥林多前书三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章。
1 Corinthians chapter
3. 第一节到第三节，我们一起来念。
Verse 1 to 3. Let's read together.
哥林多前书第一章第一节到第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 to 3.
我们就是中文的就一起念，英文的我们就自己念就好。中文请。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？所以这里我们看见有两个地方说到属肉，其实三个哈。第一节说到属肉体，第三节说到两次。那这里的属肉体不是指着还没有信主的，不是指着还没有重生的，是指着哥林多教会里面的重生信主的基督徒说的。
And these are here are three in these verses there are three references of the body of the flesh, and these are not referring to non-Christians but Christians.
那怎么会明明肉体就是没有圣灵，怎么会说到基督徒也是属肉体呢？
So the flesh means that you do not have the spirit, but how come those Christians are also could be of the flesh?
那这个意思就是一个人虽然重生信主了，但是在他身上他的言行举止他的思想表现出来的，你发现不是新人的特征，而是那一个以前没有圣灵那个老人的特征。
Christians that even though they become Christian, they still their words and their actions are still like the old self.
那我想我们要问我们一个问题，就是今天在我们身上的表现是属灵的表现呢，还是肉体的表现？
So we have to ask ourselves, what is our today, what is showing? Is it the spiritual or is it the flesh?
保罗说，我不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的。
Paul said that I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly.
我们的家庭生活是属灵呢还是属肉体。
And our family life, is it spiritual or is it worldly?
我们在工作对待我们的老板，对待我们的同事，对待我们的下司，我们是属灵呢还是属肉体？
At work, when we treat our boss, our co-workers, is it spiritual or is it worldly?
那在教会生活中，我们与弟兄姊妹的相处同工，我们是属灵呢我们还是属肉体？这是保罗在这里所说到的。
So at church, when we're working with our brothers and sisters, are we showing spiritual side or the worldly side?
那肉体有什么表现？我想我们就进入第二个，这里说到肉体有什么表现。
So here we see the manifestation of the of being a worldly or the flesh.
这里有两点，第一点，肉体的表现就是婴孩的表现。
There are two points. The first one is that the, of the flesh is like an infant.
第二点，肉体的表现就是世人世俗的表现。
And the second is to be like the world.
那我想我们中间很多孩子哈，很多做父母不久的，有婴孩，有三岁、四岁、五岁的孩子都很多。
Among us, there are a lot of young child, parents with young child.
其实在养育孩子身上我们可以学到许许多多的功课。
And from bringing up the children we can learn a lot of lessons.
这里说到第一个，从孩子的食物你就看出什么是孩子的光景，什么是成人的光景。
Here it tells us just from the food you can tell what is our condition, whether it's an infant or an adult.
那婴孩因为他自己消化的功能比较弱，所以刚刚生的孩子你没有办法把干粮，把 solid food 给他吃，你一定要把消化过的，母亲消化过的，成为奶水来给他吃，给他喝。
With the infant, because of their digestive system is not complete, then they're given milk to drink instead of solid food.
那今天的确有许多机会我们可以听到，可以听弟兄姊妹的分享见证。但是没有一样东西可以取代我们来到主的面前，来直接得着主的话。
Even though today there are many opportunities for us to listen to our brothers sharing, but it does not replace us coming before the Lord personally to get the word from our Lord.
那我记得我刚信主的时候，在我心里面，我就有一个渴慕在我心里，因为我觉得许多时候听。传讲的信息我能够有得着，但是我自己读圣经的时候好像很难有得着。
I remember when I first became a Christian, I had a desire in my heart for the word. Even though I can get a lot from the messages.
但是我自己很难有得着。
But if by myself, I cannot get a lot out of it.
当然那时候我想我很容易就放弃，但是感谢神我心里面一直有一个渴慕。
So it was very easy for me to give up, but I thank the Lord that I continue to have this desire in my heart for His word.
我不愿意有一个只是外表的信仰，外表的宗教，我希望真正有这个信仰。如果我所信的神是真实的，是说话的神，那当我读圣经的时候，神应该可以向我说话的。
I do not wantmy belief to just become a religion. So if I truly believe in God, God will speak to me.
后来渐渐我明白了，一方面因为这本神的书与世界的书不同。
So finally, I understand that this Bible is different from any book in this world.
我带着一个心，我怎么样来读哲学的，我来读圣经；我怎么样来读电脑知识的，我来读圣经，这个路走不通的。
If I treat this book just like any book of the world, like a philosophy book or a computer book, it won't work.
另一面，在我生命中，我的信仰太肤浅，我的信仰太表面。圣灵在我生命中要做挖深的工作。当土松的时候，当挖深的时候，神的种子才能够种进去。所以后来有许多事情发生，让我的心渐渐能够与神的话调和。
Living in my life, my faith was too shallow. And God, the Spirit was doing a deeper cultivation, and so later I was able to grow.
但是我想，若圣灵不给我这样一个心愿，说我愿意来学习吃干粮，我想我永远长不大。
So if the Spirit, Holy Spirit, does not give me this desire to want to take solid food, I will never grow up.
那婴孩还有什么特点呢？婴孩他总是非常naturally self-centered, 很自然，他就是自我中心。
So what are the characteristics that does the infant have? One of them is that they're very self-centered.
现在以琳有时候叫他祷告，波阿斯叫他祷告，最后他们都是说 In Jesus' name I pray.
And Elim and Boaz, when they pray, they finish with In Jesus' name I pray.
我就教他们，我说当我们在一起祷告的时候，是 In Jesus we pray.
I try to teach them that when we're together praying together, it is in Jesus' name we pray.
是奉耶稣的名我们祷告，
是我们一起祷告。
那这是他们的成长，他们成长慢慢认识宇宙，他们自己不是中心。
And they have to slowly understand that they are not the center of the universe.
那我想我们父母爱儿女这是对的，但是在我们爱儿女的时候，我们千万要让他知道谁是中心。
Parent loving their children, that's correct, but we have to let them know that God is their center.
许多家庭里面，我想很自然，儿女们会有这个感觉，就是 I am the center of the world. 我是这个家庭的中心，我是世界的中心。
I think in a family, a lot of children can have this idea that they are the center of the world, they are the center of the universe.
这不但在属灵上败坏他们，连在世界上的生活。这也是一个 bad influence， 这也是一个糟糕的教育。
Not only if that is a corrupt their spiritual life, but it's also a bad influence and a bad education.
那婴孩还有什么特点？婴孩不懂得权柄。
Another characteristic is they do not know about authority.
他们什么时候懂得权柄？就是当你声音大的时候，当你叫他波阿斯。那他知道权柄来了。
The only way they know about authority is if you raise your voice and call them Boaz.
但是慢慢长大以后，他可以不再从你说话的语气、说话的这个强度来认得什么是他应当顺服的，什么是他应当遵守的。
But slowly, when they grow up, they start to understand not just from the tone of voice or the but from what they need to be submissive.
那教会的生活也是一样，我们能不能这个在堕落的光景里面，人就是悖逆，人不但悖逆神，人也悖逆神所设立的权柄。
And it is in a church life it's the same. We have not to live through our fallen nature and to oppose the authority of God.
但是在教会里面，在弟兄姊妹生活的当中，我们能不能不去争权柄？我们能不能寻找权柄来顺服权柄？这是长大的标记。
And in church, can we not try to grab power and but to submit ourselves to the authority? And this is the sign of growing up.
那还有今天早上来的时候路上想起来婴孩很容易被 distract 婴孩很容易被一些东西引去、
another characteristics of an infant is that they're very easily distracted
我想巴斯里林我看他们两样东西很吸引他们一个就是这个电脑游戏 computer game
Boaz and Elim they like computer games
还有就是很多那种卡片
They like these cards
在他们那个是至宝
That's a treasure
那我回想我以前的确也有很多水浒的这个人物今天他们的这个卡片是不一样了但是东西还是差不多的东西
And I remember when I was young I have some cards like that too、
那等到他长大以后他再去看那些卡片他还会不会觉得那是他的宝贝
When he grows up, if he go back and look at these cards, do you think he would still treasure them?
所以当我们做婴孩的时候，我们不知道什么是宝，
So when we're an infant, we don't know what is our treasure.
我相信从儿女的身上，我们可以有许多的学习。
So from our child, we can learn a lot.
那另一面，这里就告诉我们，不但是婴孩的样子，而且是世俗的样子。
And also, it tells us that not only are we like infant, we are worldly.
那不但在生活中我们有肉体的情形，在敬拜侍奉中我们也有肉体的情形。
Not only just living in our everyday living, but also in our worship, sometimes we also have that condition.
那这些我们就没有时间去说它。我想我就不得不提到第三点，肉体的脱离，怎么样我们脱离肉体？
We're not just going to have time to talk about that, so we're going to talk about the third point. How do we deliver ourselves from flesh?
我拖几分钟好，我们看哥，就是回到刚才加拉太书第五章。这里所说刚刚所念到的那一节圣经，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
So we go back to Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with his passions and desires.
许多时候我们的难处就是我们想用肉体来对付肉体。
And many times we want to solve the problem of flesh with the flesh.
如果我今天我做了不该做的这个事，说了不该说的事，那我就立志说下一次我要这个刻苦一点，努力一点，我也许就能够胜过去。
So let's say if you do something wrong today, you would try to make an effort next time not to do that.
但是这是不可能的，我们没有办法借着肉体来对付肉体。
And this is not possible because we cannot just use our flesh to try to solve.
能够救我们脱离肉体的乃是圣灵。
What causes us to be removed from our flesh is the Holy Spirit.
能够救我们肉体的乃是钉十字架的主。
And what can save us is the Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross.
所以五章二十四节是这么说的：凡属基督耶稣的人。
So in verse 24, Galatians chapter 5:24, that's how what it says is those who belong to Christ Jesus.
我们是不是属基督耶稣的人
？So are we? Do we belong to Christ Jesus?
那这里不是讲到我们的地位。
Here it's not talking about our position.
而已，这里包括我们的经历。当试探来的时候，我们是不是仍然能住在主里面？
And this also includes our experience. When temptation comes, can we still live in Christ Jesus?
那我想我就用这里三个很简单，三句很简单的话哈，让我们能够胜过肉体。一个是住在基督里面。
I use three sayings that's simple that can overcome the flesh. One is to live in Christ. Live by. Abide in Christ.
住在基督里面
is to abide in Christ.
第二个是留在基督里面
The second one is to stay in Christ. Remain in Christ.
第三个是行在圣灵里面
The third one is to walk in the Spirit.
那 这三句都是其实都是这里加拉太书五章可以看出来的。那什么叫做住在主里面呢？今天如果你拿了美国的绿卡，你是 permanent resident， 就有一个 requirement， 就是你的确要住在这里。你不能说拿了绿卡，结果你住在中国。
What does it mean to abide in Christ? For today, if you get the permanent residence, you have a requirement that you have to live in the United States.
所以主说你们要常在我里面。
So God said, Jesus said, you have to abide in me.
如果我们不经常来到主面前，与他相通，与他亲近，不来认识他的话语，不来向他祷告，我们不可能胜过肉体。
So if we don't come before the Lord and pray to Him and read His Word, then we cannot overcome the flesh.
那第二个就是 remain， 这个 abide 也可以说是 remain， 英文翻译就翻译留在基督里面。
And the second one is to remain in Christ.
当试探来临的时候，我们是不是能够仍然留在主里面？
When the temptation comes, can we still remain in Christ?
所以我很喜欢一个故事，说，主日学老师问一群小孩子说， 如果魔鬼来开来敲门了，你怎么办？
Like the story when a Sunday school teacher tells the kid, what happens if the devil comes and knocks on your door?
那许多小朋友要回答说，我去开门告诉魔鬼说你不可以进来。可是如果我们去开门的话，你会发现你一定失败的，魔鬼一定进来。
The child will say, I go open the door and tell him that he cannot come in. But if you open the door, you will fail because Satan will come in.
那有一个小女孩说，我让耶稣来开门。
And this young girl said, I'll let Jesus open the door.
这个就是秘诀。当我们遇到试探的时候，如果你今天你要去 struggle 的话，我们要知道我们没有办法胜过。
And that's the secret. So if today if we're faced with temptations, we cannot overcome it by ourselves.
这里说，情欲肉体是与圣灵相争，圣灵是与肉体相争。
Here it says that the our sinful nature is against the
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
所以不是要我们去与肉体争，是让圣灵来与他征战。
So we are not going to fight with our flesh, but let the Holy Spirit do the work for us.
那我想我没有时间讲一个见证了，那我就把这三句话放在大家的面前。我们要住在主里面，留在主里面，行在圣灵里面，圣灵会来。如果我们愿意向神放手的话，圣灵会来做引导的工作。
So we have to abide in Christ, remain in Christ, and also walk in the Holy Spirit.
那我自己常常有一句话在我心里面，就是 let go and let God.
There's a saying in me that says let go and let God.
就是我们自己，当我们遇见有试炼来，有试探来到的时候，你不要自己用你的意志，用你的这个分析理智来跟他交战，你要把自己交在神的手里，你要跟主说，主，我很容易失败，我没有办法胜过我，但是我愿意把自己交在你的手里。
So when temptation comes, I cannot use my own will to overcome this temptation. I will put it in the hands of the Lord and said, I always fail, so I let you handle this.
那这里告诉我们说，凡被圣灵引导的就不在律法之下，神的灵要在我们身上做带领的工作，带领我们走得胜的道路。
Those are led under the Spirit is not under the law, so that He would lead us in the road to victory.
把时间交给他们。